Hello and welcome to Arxiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new Arxiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is Agent Rx, Diagnosing AI Agent Failures from Execution Trajectories. In one line, it proposes reading the step-by-step trail an agent leaves, the tools it calls, the observations it gets back, to pinpoint why things went wrong. This is timely because agents are popping up everywhere, and when they fail, it's costly and opaque. Today, Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground. What hurts when an agent fails? Give us a short example.
In real life, the pain is the mystery. When an agent fails, you get a wall of logs and a user saying, "It said it did the thing, but nothing happened." We lose hours just triaging. One example, a sales ops agent updates CRM records via an API. Intermittently, it confirms success, but the record never changes. The log says tool call succeeded, but buried two steps earlier, the agent silently dropped a required field after the context got trimmed. We spent 90 minutes diffing traces across runs to figure that out. Another classic, a support agent loops, re-asking the same tool for a quote because it misinterprets a 429 rate limit as missing data. Users see delays, and we have to replay and eyeball every step to find the first wrong turn.
So basically, when an agent stumbles, you're staring at pages of JSON and timestamps without a clear, here's where it went off the rails. You want something that plays doctor for agents. Root cause at step 4, tool misuse or context loss. Here's the fix. Jamie, from the AI side, why is a trajectory-based diagnostic showing up now?
Two reasons. First, agents have grown up. They're multi-step, with tool calls, planners, retrieval, and memory. A single final answer doesn't tell you why it failed. The failure lives in the sequence. Second, our stacks now emit richer traces by default. Structured tool call inputs, outputs, tokens, errors, even intermediate observations. That makes it feasible to analyze the whole trajectory and classify failure modes like looping, API mismatch, or context truncation. Add cheaper LLM-based evaluators and better observability tooling, and you've got the ingredients to move from black box output checks to step-level diagnosis, which is what Agent Rx is tapping into. At a high level, Agent Rx is a diagnostics layer that sits on top of your agent traces. By execution trajectory, the paper means the sequence of steps an agent takes, the plan it proposes, each tool or API call with inputs and outputs, any retrieved context, intermediate thoughts, and observations like status codes or token counts. Agent Rx parses that timeline, turns it into features, and then assigns a failure type and a likely root cause, ideally pointing to the earliest step where things started to go wrong. Compared to what many teams do today, manual log spelunking, a few brittle rejects heuristics, or only checking the final answer, this is step-aware and structured. It looks for signatures of common agent issues, hallucination or unsupported assumptions, API misuse like schema mismatches, planning loops, context loss from token truncation, retrieval mismatch, and tool latency timeouts. The output isn't just pass-fail, it's a label, a confidence score, a pointer to the step index, and a short rationale. Where it plugs in, you can treat Agent Rx as an observability module. It can run post-hoc in a pipeline that ingests traces from your orchestrator, or inline in a debug mode for developers. In CI for agents, you run a set of scripted tasks, capture trajectories, and gate a release if the failure rate or specific failure type spike. Algorithmically, think three pieces. Feature extraction from traces, a detection layer that can be a mix of lightweight models and rule checks, and an attribution layer that picks the first wrong turn and suggests remediations like increase context window, add retry back off on 429, or constrain tool input schema.
Put simply, it watches the agent's steps like a flight recorder, then says, hey, at step 7 you dropped a required field, that's why the update never landed. Here's how to fix it. Mark, bring this down to the desk level. What would change in a developer or product team's day if they had this?
In real life, the big win is triage speed. Picture a dev in a notebook replaying a failed conversation. With trajectory diagnosis, you paste the trace or point to a run ID. In seconds, you get a card. Failure type, context loss, first wrong step 12. Evidence, prompt shrank, field account ID omitted after memory compression. Suggested fixes, protect required fields, raise token budget from 8K to 16K, enable selective summarization for notes. The UI highlights steps 10 to 12 in red, shows before after inputs, and you can click generate patch prompt to test the mitigation right there.
So instead of scrolling through 500 lines of JSON, you get a heat map and a short diagnosis with a next step. That's the simple dev in a notebook case. Let's go bigger. Mark, how does this look when you're running agents in production across many users?
At scale, we treat it like SRE for agents. All run stream traces into our observability store. Agent RX tags each run with a failure type and clusters similar ones. We get a Slack alert, spike in API misuse, 42 runs failing with missing region param on shipping quote tool. The dashboard shows the representative trajectory and links to the tool schema change from this morning's deploy. We route it to the team that owns shipping, not the prompt team. For loops, it pages the agent core folks. For hallucination and summarization, it files in the content QA queue. And for releases, we have a CI gate. If the planning loop rate doubles on the regression suite, the rollout pauses.
Under the hood, that clustering usually means embedding segments of the trajectory. For example, tool names, error codes, and short summaries of the agent state, so you can group similar failures without exact string matches. The detection layer can be a small classifier trained on labeled failures plus rule checks for obvious patterns like 429s or schema diffs. Because it's step aware, the attribution can weigh earlier anomalies higher so you don't mislabel downstream symptoms. For scale, you don't have to store every token. You store structured features and a link to raw logs if you need to drill in. Alerts and dashboards hook into what you already use.
That makes sense. Jamie, on the integration side, if a team wants alerts, dashboards, and CI gates, what are the plumbing steps, and what's the trade-off on latency and cost?
Plumbing-wise, you need structured traces. Instrument tool calls to log inputs, outputs, status codes, and timing, capture prompt tokens in and out, record retrieval hits. Many orchestrators can export this, or you can add OpenTelemetry-style spans around tools. Agent RX ingests those spans, derives features, and runs detectors asynchronously for production so it doesn't add user-facing latency. For CI and dev mode, it can run inline. Cost-wise, most checks are cheap. If you use an LLM as an evaluator for tricky cases, you batch them, sample instead of scoring every run, or run only on failures flagged by the light detector to keep costs predictable.
Got it. For someone listening in their car, you turn on better logging. The analyzer reads it after the fact, and you get smart alerts without slowing down the user. What about data sensitivity and labeling? Some teams are dealing with PII and don't have labeled failures yet.
For privacy, redact or hash sensitive fields before traces leave your VPC, and store only structured artifacts you actually use. If you run an LLM evaluator, keep it in your secure environment or use vetted redaction. On labels, you can bootstrap. Start with a seed taxonomy. Looping, API misuse, context loss, retrieval mismatch, and a few dozen curated examples from your own incidents. The paper's approach works with partial supervision, rules for obvious cases, a small classifier for the rest, and human-in-the-loop review on new clusters. Over time, you update the taxonomy as new failure modes appear.
Mark, back to usage. Any gotchas when you first wire this in? Things you wish you'd instrumented from day one?
Two things. First, trace fidelity. If your tool logs don't include the exact input schema and the tool's return status, diagnosis gets fuzzy. We added a contract so every tool logs a normalized payload and result. Second, context tracking. We didn't record how memory was summarized, so early on we couldn't prove context loss. We only suspected it. Adding token counts per prompt and a diff of what got dropped made the aha moments possible. Minor friction. People worried about log noise. We fix that with sampling and storing summaries, plus a pointer to full logs for deep dives.
And once that's in place, what's the downstream impact on workflows?
Teams stop arguing about is it a prompt issue or a backend issue. The alert routes it correctly. Prompt engineers get suggested guardrails when hallucination spikes. Backend owners get schema diffs when API misuse pops up. Product managers see a weekly report. Top 3 failure types, time to resolution, and whether they're trending up or down. In CI, we caught a rollback-worthy change in under 10 minutes because the planning loop signature lit up on the regression suite.
Let me cover the caveats first. AgentRx assumes your agents are instrumented with structured traces, tool inputs and outputs, status codes, timing, prompt versions, token counts, and retrieval hits. Without that fidelity, attribution gets fuzzy. It also assumes a failure taxonomy, looping, API misuse, context loss, and at least a little supervision to bootstrap a classifier or calibrate rules. With very stochastic agents, root cause is probabilistic. You'll get a best guess step with confidence, not absolute truth. Long trajectories are another sensitivity. If you aggressively summarize or drop spans, you might hide the signal you want to detect. On cost and latency, the paper leans post hoc. Lightweight detectors run quickly and cheaply, and any LLM-based evaluator is batched or sampled to keep costs predictable and out of the user path. On results, the authors evaluate on controlled agent tasks and curated or synthetic traces where they know the ground truth failure step and type. They report standard metrics, accuracy and F1 for failure classification, and precision for pinpointing the first wrong step. There are comparisons against baselines, like output-only checks and simple heuristics, and AgentRx wins on both detection and earlier attribution. They also include rough cost latency numbers. Lightweight passes complete fast, and LLM evaluators add seconds only when invoked. The catch is that most experiments are in controlled settings, so expect some drop-off in messy production logs.
So, put simply, this works best if you log the right stuff. You need a basic list of failure types and a few labeled examples to get started. In the lab, it spots the problem earlier and more accurately than regex rules or judging only the final answer, and it doesn't slow down users if you run it after the fact. In practice, you'll probably see smaller gains until your traces are clean and consistent. Mark, from the org side, what does a real rollout take, and where does friction show up?
What usually happens? Week one is plumbing and taxonomy. We standardize tool logging, define 4 to 6 failure types, and wire alerts to Slack Jira with owners per type. We start sampling, score, say, 20-30% of runs or only the ones that error to keep costs sane. CI gets a small regression suite of agent tasks. Friction points. Agreeing on the taxonomy across teams, carving out someone to curate labels for a couple hours a week, and tuning thresholds so we don't drown in false positives. Privacy is another. We set redaction rules up front and a data retention policy so logs don't linger forever.
Got it. Jamie, last technical note, where does this go next if teams adopt it?
Two directions. First, tighter loops from diagnosis to auto mitigation. When we detect a schema mismatch, open a PR to the tool schema or generate a guarded prompt patch, but behind a human review gate. Second, broader coverage. Unsupervised discovery of new failure clusters, cross-run drift detection when APIs change, and limited real-time intercepts where a loop is caught mid-run and halted safely. All of that depends on good instrumentation and careful governance, but it's feasible.
Closing from the field. This pays off fastest for teams running multi-tool agents with changing APIs and real production volume, support, ops, and marketplace back-office flows. If you're on a simple single-shot chatbot, it's probably overkill. Past a few hundred runs a day or when you put agents on call, the reduction in triage time and cleaner routing to the right team justifies the setup.
If I boil it down, AgentRx turns agent debugging from vague log scrolling into step-aware diagnosis you can plug into observability and CI as long as you invest in structured traces and a basic failure taxonomy. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for Arcs of LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day. In one sentence, AgentRx turns agent traces into actionable diagnoses and patterns, shortening the path from something's off to here's the failing step and what to do, as long as you invest in clean instrumentation and a feedback loop. To finish, a quick reminder, the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on mblotti.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for Arxiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.